91.7 KXT, and Max Frost is here. He plays tonight at the House of Blues with Fits and the Tantrums, and the EP is called Low, High, Low. Hey, Max, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
You bet. And who'd you bring with you? Introduce us to the band.
This is my band here. This is my, for now, cajon player, but also drummer, Habert Cheeks, background singer, Jane Bryant, and bass player, and also keyboard player, Jamie Petrelli.
And you ready to get in? Are you ready to get into it? Let's go ahead and start with a song.
Let's jump right in. Here we go.
I'm picking up really sketch files. My woman's been telling me lies about other men, about which she's been hanging. Suspicious thoughts in my mind, been brewing up over time. He's just a friend, when to me he's a stranger. I can hold no evidence, but I can't think emotionless. There's something in your choice of dress tonight can lead to just one guess. White lies you try, can't blind my eyes. You got your red dress, and you wanna play like I can't know things that I never say. White lies you try, can't blind my eyes. You got your red dress on and you wanna play like I can't know things that I never say. Cause it's been keeping me up every night, and most of the time I toss and turn in bed and I try not to explode when you arrive. Sneaking through the door like it ain't five, like this house ain't mine. Oh yes, I've been picking up really sketch vibes, and I keep looking over at your side, wondering where you've been, thinking that he ain't a friend, knowing that that's all I said. And so I say it again, white lies you try, can't blind my eyes. You got your red dress on and you wanna play like I can't know things that I never say. White lies you try, can't blind my eyes. You got your red dress on and you wanna play like I can't know things that I never seen. White lies.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Nicely done. That's White Lies. The song's getting a lot of buzz lately. That's probably the song that got you signed with Atlantic.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, maybe it was another one that I don't know about yet or something that they didn't tell me that they liked.
It's 91.7 KXT. Max Frost is here in the studio with us. So you play tonight at the House of Blues on tour with Fits and the Tantrums. It'd be great. That'd be a great, great show, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a really fun tour so far. Fitz is a cool guy, and he's got a great show, and I'm a fan of his music. So it's been a lot of fun.
And you're from Austin. I mean, you're not one of those people that just wind up in Austin. You were born and raised there.
Born and raised. Yeah. It's a rarity.
And you started pretty early. So you like picked up the guitar like at 8?
Yeah, 8 or 9. Started playing gigs when I was about 14, you know, maybe a little younger. Because the scene there is super live focused, so I've just kind of been playing out for a long time and picking up different instruments and stuff like that.
And how do you get in the clubs and play at like 14 or younger?
Well, what they do is they make you stand out in the front until it's your time to play, and then you go in and play, and then they kick you out because you can't be in there.
I got you. All right. And you were going to UT for a while, but you dropped out to work on the music. At what point did you decide it's time to drop out?
I don't know. I just kind of, once I got to UT, I just realized that I definitely didn't want to do the whole get a job thing, and I definitely didn't want to do the whole have a college degree. No, I mean, I wanted to get a college degree, but it just wasn't, I just kind of realized I was at a point in my life where it was some key years that I couldn't let go to waste, and that, you know, school would always be there, and those opportunities would be there, and that it just was, I don't know, I just kind of had to answer the call, I guess.
And who are some of the people you are influenced by? I mean, what did you learn from your influences? I read that Erykah Badu was a huge influence on you. What did you learn from her? What did you apply to what you learned from her to your music?
Well, I never really discovered Erykah Badu until I was a lot older, and I was already, you know, had been playing for a while. But I guess, I don't know, you know, the stuff that attracts me to things like Erykah Badu is that it just sounds like it doesn't even really come from planet Earth or something to me. Like, there's something about the way she sings and something about the just the way her songs are composed and stuff like that. I mean, I definitely just kind of from like singing along to her records picked up a lot of like weird vibrato tricks and singing stuff like that. But other than that, just kind of her whole, you know, that she's able to sort of present something that is on one level super heady and very kind of like, you know, almost psychedelic in a way, but on another level is super easy to feel and very soulful and simple, you know.
That's interesting. And maybe that even applies to your, you know, structure of your songs. You do a lot of, let's say even key changes, a lot of modulations too. I mean, you're keeping it in a groove, but you've got a lot of really interesting chord changes. I mean, what do you think that comes from?
I don't know. I mean, I think, at some level, I try to do things that are somehow breaking the mold or interesting to me. But at the same time, I'm not much of like a, you know, I don't like to be too complicated with stuff. I like to just kind of keep it simple. But I guess, I would say one similarity to the stuff that I learned from listening to Erykah's music, it was just that she, you know, there's like a very consistent, simple chord change that's kind of happening through the whole song, but the way that she's singing melodies over it and stuff like that is what kind of makes it feel like it's got a progression to it. Like that song we just played is the same chord progression over and over again, but it's just like different, you know, melodies happening over it.
Sure. I was thinking like a track like Suspended Animation. I mean, you're going down pretty much chromatically, yeah. And then you kind of bring it back, and it sounds simple when you get right to what's the chorus part. It kind of goes simple again.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's interesting what you've done with that.
That's one of those songs that takes some thinking, which isn't what I normally like to do.
Well, let's go ahead and hear another one. What are you going to play for us next?
This is another new one off the upcoming EP called Blind Fool. I'm a blind fool, wandering around in town looking for your car. Gotta find. Still smell you close, no, you can't be far. And I tried to. Been a couple weeks waiting for your call. I'm a blind fool. Bottom of a bottle never felt so hard. One time the blame's on me, and I know. Two times the shame's on me, even more. Three times I'm on my knees, begging you for mercy, begging you for mercy, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My heart's holding on for life. This time I put it on the line. Have I lost my mind? Bless my soul, I'm at your door again. My heart's holding on for life. Help me, baby, I got some issues that I should address. Get off my chest, and so call me crazy. But lately I've been cleaning up my mess, and I confess I'm a blind fool. Wandering round in town looking for your car. Gotta find you. Still smell you close, no, you can't be far. One time the blame's on me, and I know. Two times the shame's on me, even more. Three times I'm on my knees, begging you for mercy, begging you for mercy, please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause my heart's holding on for life. This time I put it on the line. Have I lost my mind? Bless my soul, I'm at your door again. 'Cause my heart's holding on for life. Thank you.
Nicely done. Very nice. Max Frost here in the studio with us. You play tonight at the House of Blues, and the album is called Low, High, Low. Ask you just one more question and let you get out of here.
All right.
I'm really fascinated by artists that can, you know, play everything. They play all their own instruments on their albums and stuff. Is it ever difficult to get, when you get a band together, is it difficult to get the musicians to play stuff the way you want it? Or
not when they're really good, like these guys are.
That's
it,
good.
It is sometimes, you know, when I've definitely had experiences of that being tough. When you're really particular about something, you know, it just sometimes takes some time, but these guys are all great, so, you know, they'd probably play it better than I would have played it on the record anyways.
Nice to hear. All right. Well, you all have a great show. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT.